With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump in Iowa Saturday.
Hello, Iowa. Happy New Year. We're going to have a great year. We got to win. We got to win. 9 days from now, the people of this state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire lives.
The campaign rally took place in Newton. The caucuses are right around the corner. A retired Navy admiral says it's time for the U.S. to launch a counterstrike against Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Admiral James Tavridis says it's time the U.S. stopped treating the Houthis like a mere nuisance.
Let's not lose sight of the fact they are shooting missiles at our warships.
Attacks that could eventually hit their target, kill U.S. service members, or even sink a U.S. warship.
None of those are impossibilities.
Stavridis says it's something that would inevitably lead to a strong U.S. response, and that could encompass the entire region.
Better we strike now and send a signal.
Admiral Stavridis was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Tesla is recalling more than 1.5 million models S, X, 3, and Y electric vehicles exported to China. They've got problems with their automatic assisted steering functions and door latch controls. China's State Administration for Market Regulations says that Tesla Motors in Beijing and Shanghai will use remote upgrade technology to fix the problem. In most cases, car owners won't even have to bring the vehicle in. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says global prices for food commodities like grain and vegetable oil fell last year from record highs set in 2022. The FAO Food Price Index was 13.7% lower last year than the 2022 average, but prices of rice and sugar are still up. This is SRN News. International Christian Concern is sounding an alarm about the surging persecution of believers in Africa. ICC President Jeff King says radical Muslims are to blame.
In Democratic Republic of Congo, you've got a massive group that's just an Islamic group. So it's a largely Christian country, a very small minority Muslim country, but there's tremendous wealth there. And so there is an armed Islamic terror group that is terrorizing Christians, massive trouble.
There's a similar group at work in Nigeria.
The Fulanis are a tribe, but they are Islamists, and they are doing a massive land grab. They're taking over the farms of Christians in the middle of the country. 3.5 million farmers have been pushed off their lands.
He warns that civil war and famine may result in some of these nations if the terrorists are not brought to heel, and soon. This is SRN News. Hawaii's governor and Maui County's mayor are welcoming tourists back to the west side of Maui months after August wildfires killed at least 100 people and destroyed more than 2,000 buildings.
They want the economic boost tourists will bring, but some residents are struggling with the return of an industry requiring workers to be attentive and hospitable, even though they're trying to care for themselves after losing their loved ones, friends, homes, and community. One server at a Lahaina restaurant was so worn out by customer questions about the fire, she quit 5 weeks after going back to work.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, January the 7th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Kenny Loggins. He is 76 years old. Actor David Caruso has 68 candles on his cake today. Talk show host Katie Couric is turning 67. This is SRN News.